Kufmem Zion on the days exactly. Amar Rava. We're learning all about the concept Matna Shchiv Mara, the gift of a dying man. And the Mishnah taught us that if a dying man is giving away assets because he thinks he is dying, so then there is the special takana that just the words themselves can already create the acquisition. Yesterday we saw a discussion, what's the source for that? Maybe it's from a pasuk, the word v'ha'avartem, or the word unasatem, or the fact that Chizkiyahu commanded, or the fact that Achitofel commanded, or it may be a rabbinic enactment, that since a person is dying, if his words don't finalize what he's trying to do, he might be anxious and might hasten his death. So we saw about the source for this concept, but the basic line is that if a man is giving away things because he's dying, so then the gift is total just by the words. And then if he recovers and it's not dying, so the gift is annulled. However, if he gives away a gift, he was very sick, he did an act of acquisition, he didn't just say words, and it wasn't everything that he owned, it was part of what he owned. So then we say, even though now he's claiming that he only did it because he was dying, he didn't say that at the time. And since he didn't say it at the time, the deal is done. It was a gift, he gave it away. You know, the fact that he recovers doesn't give him a right to reclaim the asset. So Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Rav Nachman, the name of Rav Nachman, Shchiv Mara, a man who is deathly ill in bed. Shamar who says, Yadur Ploni Bebayezeh, let Yaakov live in my house. Or Yochal Ploni Peiros Dekelzeh, let Yaakov eat the fruits of my date tree. Then Lo Amar Klum, that's nothing. Why? So we're going to see that the idea of Shchiv Mara is that the words themselves can make an acquisition. But what we're going to say is that it can all, the sages have amplified the power of words, that the Shchiv Mara's words are like a formal act of acquisition of a healthy person. But a healthy person with a formal act of acquisition with such words wouldn't have accomplished anything. I can't say to someone, I'm selling to you the fruits that my tree will produce. They don't yet exist. It's a davish lebola olam. To tell someone, I'm selling to you, here, thank you for your money, you can live in my house. That's also nothing. It's nothing tangible. You can live in my house. If I'm renting the house for the sake of living, so that's something else. But to just say, you can live in my house, what does that mean? It's not something tangible. So again, these are things that there couldn't be an acquisition with a healthy person. So then the words of the Shchiv Mara can't create the acquisition to Lo Amar Klum. Ad Sheyomer, but if he says, Tenu Bayezeh L'Ploni, give this house to so-and-so. But it doesn't fully belong to so-and-so. It belongs to him, V'yadur Bo, that he has the right to live in it. Or if he says, Tenu Dekelzeh L'Ploni, give this date tree to so-and-so. And it doesn't fully belong to so-and-so. Just V'yochal Peirosov, that he has the right to eat the fruits. That would work. So the Gemara now asks, Lameimra, are we to take out of this a rule? Savra of Nachman, the Rav Nachman holds, Milsad Isa Bibari, those types of acquisitions that would apply to a healthy person with an act of acquisition, Isa Bishchiv Mara, apply with a deathly ill man just with his words. But Delesa Bibari, things that a healthy person wouldn't be able to create an acquisition with, because it's not really, you know, tangible or in the world, then less of a Shchiv Mara than a dying man can't transmit it with his words. What about the following from Rav Nachman? We have a contradiction. In other words, in regards to Davar Shlobala Olam, that which isn't yet in the world, Rav Nachman says a Shchiv Mara can't transfer it because a Bari, a healthy person, wouldn't be able to transfer it with an act of acquisition. So the words of the Shchiv Mara can't transfer it. What about the following thing from Rav Nachman? V'amar Rav, I'm Rav Nachman. Rav says the name of Rav Nachman. We have a contradiction here because of the following. Here we have Rav Nachman saying like this. If, let's say, Yaakov borrowed money from me, But Yaakov did not give me a contract. It's not a milva b'shtar. It's a milva al peh. It's an oral loan. And I turn around and I say, and a man, I'm sorry, Reuven, Yaakov borrowed money from Reuven. And Reuven, when he's a shchiv merah, when he's deathly ill, Reuven says, Tenu al va'asi l'ploni. Okay, instead of Yaakov paying me, Reuven, Reuven says, Yaakov, your loan now is to David. Give my loan. Give that which is obligated to me to David. So now, al va'asi l'ploni. So now the borrower should be paying David, the object of the shchiv merah's discussion. Now, 1 second. You couldn't do this as a healthy person. If I lend money and I now want to give away the loan to somebody else, there's no way for me to do it. Can't do it with an act of chalipin. If the loan has a contract, then we can write up a new contract to go to the third party. But an oral loan can't be transferred. So now, even though this is something, namely an oral loan, which a healthy person doesn't have an ability to formally transfer with a formal act of acquisition, a shchiv merah can. So we have here a contradiction. Why, in regards to an object that doesn't yet exist, to dates, a shchiv merah, we said, couldn't say, the dates that will come belong to you, because that's something which doesn't yet exist. Since it doesn't yet exist, if a man would be healthy and try to give it away with an act of chalip, and it wouldn't work, so the words of shchiv merah don't work on it. And yet here we're saying a loan, with a verbal loan, which certainly a person can't give away when he's healthy through an act of acquisition, and yet a shchiv merah can transfer it. So why? So the Gemara says, Rav Papa, Rav Papa said a loan is different. A loan is considered something that a healthy person also could transfer in a certain way. Ho'el v'yoresh yorsha. Because if a father lent money, then he dies, his son inherits him. And now the money is to be paid to the son. So apparently Rav Papa is saying that since the shchiv merah is a gift of a dying man, and it's a rabbinic enactment, it's not just a gift, it's actually a form of inheritance. That the sages said that if a dying man says, my assets go to a neighbor, that means that the dying man turned the neighbor into an heir, into an inheritor. And the neighbor gets as inheritance. So now since, as inheritance, a person can inherit a loan, therefore, shchiv merah can transfer a loan. A healthy person can't transfer a loan because I can't create inheritance. I can only make acquisitions, kinyanim. But a dying man, his gift is actually inheritance, so that applies even to a loan. That's Rav Papa's answer.
You
can't inherit what doesn't exist yet.
But your right to it, you cannot also inherit.
You couldn't inherit you're inheriting something in the object.
That's your tree, but
not right. You're not inheriting fruit that doesn't yet exist.
No futures contract.
What's that?
A verbal one can be inherited?
Yes, it's inherited, yeah.
Didn't we learn that with something that's very common, like grain, you could do it for grain? If it's more unique product, didn't we learn that it's an open marketplace?
I don't remember.
That if it's pricing,
that I don't remember.
Readily known and all that.
So this is answer number one. I saw an interesting thing on the website called Portal Daf Hayomi. They had a link to this nice journal called Misaviva Shulchan. So Rabbi Mordechai Karlibach quoted the Chassam Sofer on Chulin Daf Lamed Tes. The Chassam Sofer says that even though generally we have a rule, that he who hates gifts lives, that it's important to try to avoid getting gifts and to be independent and to earn whatever we have, not to get a handout, but that wouldn't apply to a gift from a dying man. Since this Gemara says that the gift of a dying man is a form of inheritance, we never say an inheritance, and therefore there is nothing, you know, untoward about receiving a gift from a dying man. All right, Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika gave a different answer. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Ika, said like this. Again, we have a contradiction to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says the dying man's words can transfer an oral loan. Yet Rav Nachman said a dying man's words can't gift fruits that don't yet exist. So what's second? If the rule of Rav Nachman is that whatever a healthy person can't do, a dying man can't do, so then why could a dying man give away a loan with his words? So Rav Achlis and Ravika said, Halva Isa Bibari. No. Really, the truth is a dying man only can do that which a healthy man can do. But a healthy man also can transfer an oral loan. How? This is the Chiddush. It's a rabbinic enactment. We saw it earlier, just a few days ago. It's considered milsa de lo taima. It's like a law with beyond reason. That is what Rav Huna Marav said. Dam Rav Huna Marav. Rav Huna says the name of Rav. If I go over to Reuven, I say to Reuven, listen, manali biyadcha, you owe me 100. Because I lent you 100, or I gave you 100 to watch. But instead of paying back to me, pay it to Gavriel, Tneu Leploni, B'mamad Shlashtan. If all three of us are standing here, the lender, the borrower, plus the recipient, Kana, then the recipient acquires. So there is a way to transfer loans that are verbal. That is with all three people being there, the borrower, the lender, and the recipient. So since you have the rabbinic enactment of Mamad Shlashtan, therefore, that could also work. Therefore, a shivmer, a dying man, also can transfer a verbal loan. No, it's a non-shivmera.
It is
non-shivmera. Amen. Okay, so going back to the Mishnah, at least this is the way the Rashbam explains this Gemara. Apparently there are other explanations, but we'll stick with this. The Mishnah says like this: if a man is dying and he gives away all of his assets, everything, so then we know it's a matna shivmara. Even if he does a formal act of acquisition, it was a matna shivmara because he didn't leave anything for himself. He's doing it because he's sure he's dead. That's why he thinks he's giving it all away. If he recovers, he gets it all back. However, if a man is dying and he gives away the great majority of his assets and he leaves something for himself, so even though he does an act of acquisition, so then when he recovers, he's not entitled to the majority of the assets to come back. He should have said it was only because I'm dying. He didn't say that. And we say the fact that he left something to himself showed that he was thinking he may not die. And therefore, it's a regular gift, and the gift stands. So now the Gemara is going to have a whole bunch of discussions. What is considered leaving something for himself? Ibailu, the people in the yeshiva, had the following question. What happens if a dying man says, Dekel Echad, Reuven, the date tree is yours, but he first leaves for himself the fruits that are on the date tree, and then he goes over and he then gives the fruits to someone else. Now he recovers. So do we say this was a case of a Shchiv Merah gift or a non-Shchiv Merah gift? So the question goes down to this question. Mishir Makom Peri. When a person says, I'm giving my date tree to Reuven, but not the fruits, does that mean that not only the fruits is he keeping for himself, but he's keeping the branches that the fruits are on for himself? So then it's not a full gift. It's only a partial gift. And then when he gives to the second person the fruits, he's just giving that person the fruits, but he's keeping for himself the branches. So then it was really a partial gift all along. And since it's a partial gift, when he recovers, it still stands. Oh, or maybe when a person says, I'm giving the tree, he's giving the tree fully to one person. And when he says he's giving to somebody and he's not keeping for himself the branches, He maybe kept for himself the fruits, but not the branches. Now he gave the fruits also to somebody else, so nothing was left for him. And if nothing was left for him, so then it was a matna shchivmera, clearly. It was a gift because he was sure he was dying. So when he recovers, it gets reversed. Now, imtim tzolomar, if you're going to say that in this case, where he first gives the tree to one person, and then the branches, and then the fruits to somebody else. So you're going to say that in this case, lo havi shiur, if you're going to say here, when he gave away the tree, he gave away everything, just the fruits he didn't give away. And then he gave away the fruits, so really it was a matnas chivmra? If so, what happens if it's not that he gave to two people, but it was la'atzmo, but he's keeping something for himself? In other words, he says to his friend, I'm giving you the tree, chutz mi peiros of mahu, except for the fruits. So not only did he say, now those are extra words, he said, I'm giving you the tree, but I'm not giving you the fruits. If he would have just said, I'm giving you the tree, of course it would be the tree, but not the fruits. He said explicitly, but not the fruits, and it's for himself. So maybe when you have extra words, and it's for himself, then he's clearly leaving for himself a part of the tree. And if he's leaving for himself a part of the tree, it's not a matznat shriv mara, it's not a full-fledged gift. And if he recovers, ironically, the gift still stands. So what about that? I'm Rav Nachman, so Rava Sadim Rav Nachman. Imtim Tzolomar. If you're going to say, Dekel le'echad u'peiros av li'echad. Lo havi shir makom peiri. So then you'd go the other way. Even if you would say that a tree to one and the fruits to the other is a total gift, and nothing was left over, it's considered a matna shchiv merah, because when he said, I'm giving you the tree, he's giving him the tree plus the branches. And when he says to the second person, I'm giving you the fruits, it's just the fruits. Everything was given away. However, if he's trying to keep for himself the fruits, and he uses extra words, in the case of chutz, the peirosav, he says, I'm giving you the tree except for the fruits, then so then dakel echad, but if he's giving the tree to one, v'shir paros of lefana, but he's keeping the fruits for himself, and he uses extra words saying chutz l'peirosav, then shir makom peiri, certainly he's left for himself some space for the fruit, and then he hasn't had a full shchiv merah gift. How do we know that? My taima, what's the reason? Because kol agabe nafshe, whenever a person's leaving something for himself, b'ayin yafeh, and he has extra words, b'ayin yafeh mishayer, he leaves for himself generously. So since he leaves for himself generously, a person always loves himself, he didn't give away a share in the essential, he had kept for himself a share in the tree for the fruits. Therefore, the gift was not a total gift. If it wasn't a total gift, when he recovers, he cannot renege. Amar le Rav Abba Rav Ashi. Rav Abba said to Rav Ashi, this discussion about this question, does a person leave for himself a share or not? Ananad Rav Shimon Lakish Masninala. We learned this in regards to the discussion of Rav Shimon Lakish, and not in regards to the Shchiv Merah gift. Rav Shimon Lakish says, "Amocher bayis l'chaveiro." If somebody sells a house to his friend, v'amar lo, it's a healthy person. He says, "But while I'm selling you the house, almanasha diutel yona shali, on condition that the top level, namely the roof, is mine. And so, even though I'm selling you the house, the roof is going to be mine. What does it mean? The roof is going to be mine." Of course the roof is his. If he says, I'm selling you the house, it's the house, but not the roof. So note, if he says the top level is going to be mine, when he adds the words, it means that not only is the roof his, but even he could add, let's say, beams on the roof that would jut out into the courtyard. Because that's he left that to himself. Let's say he wants to put beams on the roof, going to the courtyard, and then, I don't know, use them for pull-ups or something. He wants to... So the guy downstairs says, hey, I don't want beams over me. I understand it's your roof, but why are you... I didn't give you permission for this construction. He says, no, but I kept that. By saying I'm leaving the roof to myself, I'm leaving the roof with rights into the courtyard from the roof. Now, Yutel Yona Shalom, the top roof is his. So that's a halacha. But now, that's if he left it for himself. Ibayiluhu, they had a question on this law. What if it was bayis le'echad? The house is sold to one person. Udiyuta le'echad. And the roof is sold to somebody else. So mi havi shiur. So when he says I'm selling the roof to one and the house to somebody else, is he leaving for the roof man the right to put protrusions out into the courtyard? Hello, or maybe not. Imtim salomar bayis leachad ujutul leachad lo havi shiur. If you're going to say that when it's to two people, he's not giving the guy of the roof a right to put stuff into the courtyard. What happens though if he's leaving for himself the roof? Chutz mi diyutamah. If he says, I'm selling you the house, except for the roof, the roof is for me, then maybe he could put things into the courtyard. And so the Gemara says what we just said. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav says the name of Nachman. Imtim salomar. Even if you're going to say, bayis leachad ujutul leachad, if he gives the house to one and the roof to the other, lo havishi, or he wasn't leaving for the roof a right, for the roof owner a right to put things into the courtyard. If he leaves for himself the roof, chutz midiyuta, he says, I'm giving you the house, but I'm leaving for myself the roof, havishi, or then he's leaving for himself the right to put protrusions out into the courtyard. Just like we said, that if a person says, I'm selling you the tree, except for the fruits I'm leaving for myself, and he's leaving for himself a share in the tree for the fruits. Alibad Reb Zvid, like Reb Zvid explained in regards to a person who sells a house. Reb Zvid said, the Mishnah said, if a person sells a house, he hasn't sold the roof, he hasn't sold the attic. Taman, Reb Zvid said, but if a person said, I'm selling you the house, and explicitly says, and I'm not selling you the attic, then in Ratzalotzi Bazizin Motzi, if the person, that seller, who kept the attic for himself, wants to take out protrusions into the courtyard, he can. Why? Alma sins, Kivan Deshayud Yuta, since he explicitly said he's leaving the attic for himself. He didn't need to do that, because anyway, the attic was left for him. But the fact that he added the words, it meant Makom Zizin Nami Shia. He's leaving also the ability to put the beams out into the courtyard. And here too we're saying the same. Achanami, Kevidyamar Chutzmi Peirosav. If a person says, I'm giving you the tree, except for the fruits, why do you have to say except for the fruits? Once he says, I'm giving you the tree, we would know the fruits are not included. He'd have to say the fruits too to include the fruits. So by saying except, makom perishier, he's leaving a right in the tree for the fruits for himself. And therefore, it wasn't a complete gift. And if it wasn't a complete gift, ironically, if he recovers, he cannot retract. If it would have been a complete gift, then if he recovers, it is retracted. But if it's an incomplete gift, the gift stands. Some more laws about a dying man. Amar Rav Yosef bar Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef, the son of Minyumi, said in the name of Rav Nachman, Shchiv Mera, dying man, Shekasav Kol Nechasav L'Acherim, who writes, you know, he tells the witnesses, he has them write it down in a document that all of his assets go to other people. So now, let's see how he did it. Rowan, we have to assess. If he was, you know, giving out asset by asset, you know, one thing went to Reuven, another thing goes to Shimon, and his last thing goes to Levi, so then maybe it's a matna shchiv mera. And Mace, if he dies, kanu kulam, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi get their assets. Once he dies, it becomes theirs. And im amad, if he recovers, chozer b'chulan. So now the whole thing is unraveled, because he was giving out all of his assets, it was clearly because of death. So now that he recovered, so he didn't die, so the deal doesn't work. However, if we assess what he did, in Benimlach, if from our assessment, it doesn't look like he was giving everything away. He was changing his mind. In other words, initially he just wanted to give one field to Reuven. Then he decided, you know what, I'm going to give some more. He decided to give a second field to Shimon. And then, by Levi, he decided to give away everything. So now, Reuven's gift and Shimon's gift are not Matno Shchiv Mera. They're regular gifts. Levi's gift was a matna shchiv mera, because then already he knew he's giving everything away. And so then he'd only do it if he's dying, he wants to get rid of it. So now if it's a nimlach situation, Mace, once he dies, kanu kulam, then everybody acquires. The first two would acquire as a matnas bari. The last one acquires as a matnas chivmra. Amar, and if he recovers, eino chozer elo ba'achron. It's only the last person he gave a gift to that he can retract that gift. So Gemara says, why, when he's hesitant in his giving, do you think that it's not a matnas chivmra? Duma, I'm sorry. Right? Why do you say if he's changing his mind, it's not a matnas chivmra? The Dilma Yune Kama'ayin V'Hadar Yayiv. Maybe his hesitancy was not that he's changing his mind. He had decided to give everything away, and he's thinking, okay, who should get it? So he figures out Reuven, takes him a little bit later to figure out Shimon, and he figures out Levi, but really he was always intended to give it all away. So Gemara says, that's not the psychology of a dying man. Stamei d'shchiv mera, if a dying man is giving away because he's dying, meidik daik v'hadar yahid. First he thinks it all through, how he wants to get it all out, then he starts giving it away. It's not that, okay, I'm giving it away, okay, but now to who? He decided to give everything away, to this one, to that one, to this one, and then he says it. But if he's hesitant in how he's expressing his gifts, so then that means he hasn't decided to give a matnas chivmera. He was giving a matnas bari. And he keeps changing his mind. Okay, I'll give a little bit more, I'll give a little bit more. So only at the very end is it a matnas chivmera, and the earlier gifts are a matnas bari. Some more laws about the gift of a dying man. Amar Rav Acha bar Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Acha, the son of Minyumi, says, Rav Nachman, Shchivmra shakasav kol nachasav lacherim, a dying man who gave away all of his assets to others. V'amad, then he recovers. Eino chozer. You know what? We're not going to give him his assets back. Why? Kashina shem yeshu nachasam medina acheres. Because we're worried, maybe he has assets in another country that we don't know about, or we haven't heard about, and those he kept for himself. So therefore, this gift wasn't the Shchiv Merah gift, it was a... Because the Shchiv Merah gift is of everything. He kept some of his things. Mar says, how can you say such a psak? But it's against our Mishnah. Elamas nisan d'ktani, but our Mishnah said, if a dying man gives away all of his assets that we know of, lo shi'er karka kolshu, he doesn't leave anything for himself, ein matanaso kayemes, so then when he recovers, the gift doesn't stand. So eichim ishkachasla, what's the case of the Mishnah? So Rav Chama said, I'll tell you the case of the Mishnah, where he said that all of the assets are given. Bo'omer, where he says, kol nechasai, whatever I have is given. But if he didn't say kol nechasai, he just gave away all the assets that we know that he has, then we can't say that that's a matna shchivmra, because maybe there are assets that we don't know of that he's keeping for himself. Mar Baravashi said the case of the Mishnah is b'mochachzak l'andalesle. If we know that he doesn't have anything else, you know, we know about him and we know he doesn't have anything else. So then when he gave away everything, it is a shchivmra gift, and if he recovers, it is unraveled. But if we just don't know the nature of his assets and all the assets that he has here, he gave away, we're not going to let him unravel the gift. We say, maybe you had something somewhere else that you kept for yourself. Ibailu had another question in the yeshiva. Chazara b'miktsas. Let's say a person is a dying man. He gives away all of his assets to one person. He commands all of his assets to go to his neighbor. And then he reneges on some of it and gives some of it to somebody else. So how do we understand that? Havi chazara bekula, is the fact that he rolled back some mean that he really wants to roll back the rest too, the whole thing? Although we say no, he rolled back some, went to another person, but the first part is still standing as a matnas shchivmera. Tashma, come in here, the following proof we learned in a braisa. A shchiv merah, dying man, who gave kulon the rishon, gave all of his assets to one person, and then he changes his mind, and he reneges, umiktsasim l'sheni, and some of what he gave to the first, he gives to the second. Sheni kana, so the second one acquires, and if he recovers, he can't take it away from the second one, because it's a matna shchiv merah b'miktsas. But when he recovers, rishon lo kana, the first one didn't acquire. So, did not acquire. So what's the case? I'm sorry. Maybe it's not that he recovered. The second one acquires, the first one not. So my lab is shemes. Presumably we're dealing with a case where the man ultimately dies. So the reason why the first one doesn't acquire is because the fact that he reneged was a full reneging. The fact that he reneged on part meant that he was unraveling the whole thing. So since he's unraveling what he had done initially, entirely, so that's why the first one doesn't acquire when he dies. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. The case is not that he died, but rather, Bisha'amad, he recovered. So now, the second one acquires because to the second one, he gave a little bit so that he can't change his mind. But the first one, when he had given to him, he had given everything to the first one. So the first one, it was a matna shchivmera. So since it was a matna shchivmera, when he recovers, it gets reversed. And so actually the halacha is the opposite. That when he reneges partially on the other part that he didn't renege about, we say was not reneged. And that still stands as a matna shchivmera. Hachanami mistabra. That's what makes sense. To say that the Bryce is talking about with the man, the gift giver recovers. Midiktani, because it says there at the end, safe in the end of the Braisa. If Miktsasan Larishon, he gave some of his assets to the first. Vukulan Lasheni, and the rest of his assets to a second. Rishon Kana, the first one acquires. Sheni Lokana, the second one doesn't acquire. Now, Yamit Bishlam Amad, if the Braisa is talking about where a case where he recovers. That's why the second one's not going to acquire. Who gets the rest? Because the second one was getting everything. You know, with this, the second one's gift was cleaning him out. And when it cleans him out, it's a matna shchivmera. So if he recovers, it's unraveled. Eliamrit b'meis. If you're talking about a case where the Bryce is saying that he died ultimately, so tavayu likni. So then both of them should be acquiring. So again, so we've proven from the Bryce. So then it must be that both of them should acquire if he died. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yemer Rav Ashi, Rav Yemer said to Rav Ashi, V'tehevi nami b'shamad. Even if you're going to say that the case of the Braisa is that he recovered, we can still prove from the Braisa that when a person reneges a bit on the Shchiv Merah gift, it's considered that he reneged on the whole thing. If it's a reneging on the whole thing, that's why the second one's going to acquire, because it's only partial gift for him, because the rest was reneged. But if a reneging on part leaves the first part, so then the heavy kimachalik, so then it should be like a person who gave away all of his assets just to multiple people. And therefore, then once he recovers, so therefore no one should acquire once he recovers. So you see from here that once he reneged on part, he reneged on the rest also that he had given to the first one. And that's in fact the halacha. The hilchasa, the halacha is chazara b'miktas. If a man gives away all of his assets to one person, and then before he dies, he says, you know what? Some of it is going to Sheni, so the rest is not going to Rishon. Havi Chazara Bakula, we consider it a reneging on the entirety of the gift.